This shit where they put the ashes into the water and it's like he fucking drowned. Why would you?
That's where you want
the
it.
The sea already took him. He took him it. Back to it.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stags.
What up? I'm Ben.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that and a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. We are awkward thinkers. White people claps in the building. Make sure you comment. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you do all that. And Vince, what else do they need to do?
Make sure when you in the comments and you talking, make sure you letting us know what you like about the episode. Make sure you giving us a little pizzazz. Make sure you giving us some criticism. Give us some feedback. Make sure you sharing with your aunties, your uncles, your grandma, whoever got a TikTok, whoever got an Instagram, you let them know. If you take long drives, this is a good podcast to listen to on a long drive. Like a quick little hour, you hit it straight from city to city. We in your city with you. Turn us up.
Yeah, you know, make sure y'all are in the comments. The people who are in the comments, shout out to y'all. People who are giving us these reviews, shout out to y'all. And make sure you give us a 5-star review. We give y'all some good content. You know what I mean? We are fresh off of fucking work here. And we try to give y'all the best of the best shit every single Monday at 6 a.m. But nonetheless, I usually say we have the Zordon of the fucking pod here today.
It's kind of difficult.
And, you know, I'm at this point, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm at a loss of words. I don't know what more could we pour into Sharice.
It's hard because at this point, a person doesn't want it. And you can't force them to want it. And it's like, we've done everything we could for Sharice at this point. We've gotten her through so many programs, and at so many times she's thrown it back up in our face. And, you know, she was doing good for a while. She was doing good, but then she's back to it.
And it's sick because, you try to mold the minds of the youth as much as you can. You try to be the person that they needed, you know, or to be the person that you needed, but for the next person. And it's hard because it's just like she like you said, she doesn't want it.
Her focus is the streets right now.
Yeah.
And like it's too many episodes of Snowfall, Breaking Bad, you know, shit like that. She's stuck on that. She's stuck on that lifestyle and she just wants to be in that.
I talked to her mom and she was telling me on the phone, and she was like, I was like, you know, why is she, you know, Sharice acting like this? Why is she like this? It was, you know what I mean? Her mom broke down on the phone. Shout out to, you know, Sharice's mom. And she, you know, told me, and I was like, you know, and we got on the topic of her first words. So she was like, oh, yeah, Sharice's first words was violence. Yeah.
I can see that.
For sure. And I was like, oh, that makes sense on the paths that she took. And you know, she said like even when she was drinking out the bottle, it was she didn't want like milk or breast milk or anything like that.
Infused.
It was Hennessy, it was Don Julio. It was always something that needed chaser. Like her mom gave her apple juice and she was like, no, she pushed it to the side. Got bottles of Seagram's and shit like that. So it's been like since she's been little. So
I heard she used to take her little fruit cups and shit and like make her own pooch out of that.
Yeah. And that's really where in the life of crime doesn't stop for nobody.
It doesn't. I feel like once you, that's what you're looking for, that's just what you're going to get.
And yeah.
It's just at this point, I don't know if you'll see Sharice back on here. Like, I mean, you know, we're two guys with heavy hearts and big hearts.
Yeah, we do.
We give out chances, but I think we give out too many.
Yeah, and I do agree. But nonetheless, enough about her.
How about you?
Oh, how about me?
I'm
so glad you asked this time. Yes. That's growth.
I'm trying. It's like, you know.
That is growth. Me necessarily, I am at the tender age of 26, and we are filming in a hurricane. And I'm tired of. I don't know how many more natural disasters I have to go through. Like, I feel like this is aging me. All the natural disasters that I've been through from zero to now, it's too much at this point. Mm-hmm. And number one, these fucking pickup trucks. I'm at, like, just because my wheels aren't for terrain or whatever the fuck doesn't mean you can just speed in fucking rain, just bully the fucking streets. Like, I hate that shit.
When I see pickup trucks on the freeway, I be wanting to play Mario Kart with them niggas. I be wanting to have shit in my car to just throw out at their car.
Yeah.
Or throw at their shit. Because it be, you too aggressive on the road.
And pickup drivers are so ignorant. Like, they'll do shit to you, and it's like, bro, why are you on my ass? Like, go around. Like, that's why I'm like, I know your fucking car can go on sand. But my Nissan can't do all the shit that yours can. Mm-hmm. But we're reliable. That's my Bumblebee, and I'm Shia LaBeouf.
Just because you're built for it tough doesn't mean that you got to pick on other people.
Exactly. They are literally bullies. Literally the bullies of vehicles. I'm not going to lie. I do get intimidated seeing a pickup truck, though.
Really?
I do. Like, it seems like...
Well, your car is small.
Yeah. And it's like, it's something... I don't know how I want to put it. Like, you know how you... like a little dog, like, or a dog, or like, mm-hmm. just let's go Pokemon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got a little cute Pokemon. Do you see this ferocious ass beast of something else? Mm-hmm. And you're like, I can't compete with this shit. Yeah, this is intimidating. They're intimidating cars, especially mm-hmm. when they have the little modifications on the shit.
I hate when them niggas' lights be bright as fuck. I feel like that'd be the worst part. Because I can deal with you being behind me, but bitch, them lights is going to bother me.
Low-key, we got to ban them LED light things. Because those bitches too bright.
They work. I don't understand how they're legal. Because I feel like it's too bright. It's nigga, that's right in my face. I can't see shit.
And then I'd be mad. I'm like, you got your fucking brights on. But the whole time, they're bright. Brights are even brighter than that fucking light, too. So, yeah. But enough about me. And I'm glad that you asked me first. But what about yourself?
The main attraction. I've been doing good, man. I don't have any complaints. I've just been chilling. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't really got shit. I've just been, you know.
The life my of life chill.
I've been Ubering. I picked up Ubering. That's been smooth. Yeah. I've had a couple little scary run-ins, you know. Being in little Trump neighborhoods and stuff
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the night, but so far it's been cool.
You know, I do DoorDash, you know, because in the real scheme of this, we're once again real people, and we don't got to fake the funk for you niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We come here and we are who we are.
If you want to hear us talk about Ubering, then donate to the Cash App, nigga. Take me up out this lifestyle.
Literally, that's all y'all can do. That's literally what we do. Mm-hmm. We're once again we're risking our lives. We're in the middle of a hurricane warning, and we're here trying to provide a good show for you once a fucking again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, door dashing is cool until it gets nighttime, and then you realize you're black. Like, not saying that, like, I'm always black, but like the nighttime always be like, I think the worst of the worst shit. Like, somebody got a shotgun, like, why are you at my door? They're dogs, and people who dogs that bark at me unsolicited are racist.
Nigga, you're a stranger coming up to somebody.
Who give a fuck? I'm black. I feel like your dog is fucking racist. Fuck is he barking at me for?
I feel like dogs do have a different bark when it's black people.
Yeah. Yeah. I do believe that too. Like, fuck is you? Why do you train your dog to be that aggressive towards blacks? That's how I look at it. But other than that, it's been good.
It's been good. Like I told you, I was on my gospel wave for a second.
Oh my God. Number one, I'm tired of hearing you play that same fucking song. And Sharice, I did call Sharice, and she was like, I said, Vince is playing that fucking song. She said, you can't say that it's a gospel song.
The gospel has been getting me through it. I ain't gonna lie. It's Ubering and stuff. I play it while I'm Ubering, and I just be at peace. I be chilling. It take up a lot of time. I hate that ad lib, so I'm not a big fan of that. Like,
they got ad libs and gospel songs? Yes,
when they just be screaming shit out in the middle of the song, it'd be like, they'd be like, Jesus, this and this and that. And
Jesus!
You be like singing that part, and then they'd be like, suicide!
Oh, for
death,
real?
Death! Depression! Murder!
Taxes!
Divorce! And you'd be like, whoa, I was trying to escape that. What are we talking about? And they just be screaming in your ear, or they say some other shit. Like, I hate when you throw off the vibes. Like, I be listening to this one song, and this that nigga, he starts screaming in the middle of the song, "This song is for the generation." And it be like, you can't claim that. You don't have the right to claim that when you the one making the song, nigga.
That's
other
funny.
People have to claim that. And so every time I hear that part in the song, I be like,
That's funny as fuck. Oh, my God. But I am tired of you running that song to the goddamn ground. I'm not going to lie. I need you to find another gospel song or make a playlist. Send Vince some playlists to some gospel music. Yes. That's what it is. If you feel like.
But it got to be bangers. I like some, you know, I like some shit that I feel like you can worship and stomp to. Like some.
Do you like the Mississippi Mass Choir?
I don't know what that is.
So, like, all right. So, I'm a big, I like energy type of, like, I don't like kind of like. Not somberish, but like inspirational gospel music. I like hype, worship, but I like a lot of choir stuff. Mm. So like the Mississippi Mass Choir, that's what I like.
I might have to check that out.
Yeah, they're good.
I just don't like the old boring shit.
Yeah.
Like not, and I hate to say that with gospel, but I don't do all that.
Yeah.
Give me that shit that I can sing to. It's like pop gospel. Like something like that.
Like Kirk Franklin. Give me that. Melody, that's what the,
like where I can like... feel it, like, because I feel like that's what it's meant for. It's like when I'm listening to the gospel, let me not say shit, but when I'm listening to it, I feel it. I feel like the message.
I feel like we should let that be a fair genre. Like, why can't you cuss in gospel music? And I know that's probably so blasphemous to say on the fucking, but why can't you cuss in gospel music? If you feel the Lord got you, I feel like you should cuss. Like, if the Holy Spirit is right there, and we shouldn't be like, you know, somebody's probably listening and like, that's the devil in you.
And I said, fuck that nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, if some gospel music could cuss, it had opened a whole different demographic. I swear to God.
That reminds me of the person who was in church. And it was like, and the devil did this, and he was like, fuck that nigga.
Like, for real, you feel it. Like, we got to start normalizing certain shit. Like, we cuss on a day-to-day basis, and we try to PC it, and I know it's, like, clean, this is this, but.
No, we need to show restraint. Everything does not need to be tainted with cuss words.
That's true. I give you that. That's the devil in me. Yeah, that's the devil in me.
That was the devil in you.
Yeah, that was a little demon right there.
I feel like. I would say as podcasters, I think we get a little comfortable on the show. We tell a little bit more than we probably should or what we normally do. And I don't know if it's just because of the platform we feel or because of the space that we're in because we feel vulnerable or whatever. Yeah. But I think, you know, we do think about what we say to an extent, too, before we post it and be like, oh, I said that shit on there. Let me not post it. But I was on social media the other day, and I saw some shit on there, and I'm like, why are y'all on here with y'all fucking business? Why are you on here telling your whole business and putting your information out there?
My thing is, even with that, like you said, we're two guys. We give whatever we give for a relatability type of thing. But I do agree, like some shit is just overly relatable and overly embarrassing as well. Mm-hmm. Like I think a lot of the times we don't need to share too much how we be like, oh, this is real, this is authentic. I think we need definitions on what's real enough to tell and what's authentic enough to tell.
And I think there are socially acceptable things that I feel like, yes, we know we all might have these hiccups, we might all go through this, but this isn't something that needs to be shared. I feel like at one point in your life, everybody shits on themselves.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take a picture of your underwear and post it on Facebook and be like, oh my God, I had that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the time to do it. I feel like some shit is for you and just you.
I'm never taking a picture of my drawers and be like, this is for me.
I would never take a picture, but I've just said, like, as an example, because everybody shit on themselves, but everybody would use the excuse of when they post their embarrassing things or like a dumb moment. I got cheated on, and I don't care because everybody get cheated on. No, everybody don't get cheated on.
Yeah.
We just think everybody get cheated on, or we say that to be like, oh, what I have going on in this moment isn't that bad.
Yeah, because a lot of times you're out here looking dumb.
Yeah.
And it's like when we say, like, bring back shame, we mean that shit, bro. Like, y'all motherfuckers don't have no shame in it. Like close the closet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Close the closet, close the curtains. If life ain't as grand and some shit, yes, I feel like if you need an outlet, like, If you're really going through something and you feel like you don't have an outlet to speak about these things, or
it's not social media.
It's not social media, but I think it's who do I go to sometimes when it be like sometimes you need you need an outreach cry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Especially for people who don't have supportive people in their circle. You need some type of outreach.
You do, but I feel like you have to, again, you got to be careful with that cry for help, because then it's not, when you get on that stage to say, I need help, you're not just, the people who are in the audience aren't just people who are willing to help. Yeah. You open up the stage for spectators and everybody else who just is passing through for a show or whatever. And so when you get on that stage and you say, hey, this is my situation and my situation is completely fucked up, especially if it's a situation you put yourself in, mm-hmm. people look at that and be like, well, that's your fault. And then if you come back onto the stage and be like, yeah, I made another dumb decision behind that original dumb decision, people go look at you like, you're even dumber. Like, you're a big dummy.
But do you think it's a part of, like, because, you know, celebrities do that shit a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they give, I miss the mystique.
Yeah.
That's what I miss. I miss the fucking mystique. I miss that now I'm finding out that this person did wrong, or mm-hmm. whatever the case is, or it's got to be a documentary after they're, you know, or alive or dead, whatever. I miss that part of shit. This shit looks fun 24/7, yeah. And it's a mystery. You get in here, however you get famous, you get in here.
To an extent, I think, because I feel like some transparency needs to be there, mm-hmm. just so that way people, you're not living a lie, or you're not showcasing a lie. You're not saying this is what it is, and that's not really what it is. I do think it's okay to be like, hey, yeah, I have ups and downs within my relationship. We have these things. That doesn't mean you go and be like, yeah, last week we had a fucking foursome and we did X, Y, and Z, because that's not the world's business. That's just you and your relationship. But now that you've set that, like, now that you've brought that foursome to the reality of everybody else's, now it's everybody else's business to judge you. Because I was thinking that. I'm like, I'm not judgmental for real. I'm judgmental to an extent. But look. I'm only judgmental on the shit that I can judge on. And if you don't put your business out there, I can't comment on it. I can't have a thought on it.
I give you that. And so I give you that.
It's not even that I'm judgmental. It's just that I disapprove of a lot. Mm-hmm. And so when you present certain situations and you say, this is my situation and I got to hear it, even if it's just me scrolling through social media, that gives me an opportunity to say, not for me.
Yeah.
And so that's what it is. And some shit, do you need to feel judged about.
Yeah. I feel like that's the way of the world right now. And I know we've probably talked about hella topics like that. And I'm not going to stray off too far for what we really need to talk about. But we do like everything doesn't need to have a participation award. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that's what we give for people that are indifferent, you know, and be like, oh, you're weird as fuck here. You're involved. And I ain't gonna lie, maybe the world was probably meant like that, but the way we're going about it is forcible, and it's not where it's like, all right.
It's not productive. It's like what it is not, again, it's like you got everybody who's on the very bottom doing the very bottom. Or like,
bottoms doing the very bottom. Okay.
No, you got people who are doing like piss poor things. And people saying, that's okay that you did those piss poor things because you tried.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't really try, bro. If you really tried, then it wouldn't be piss poor.
Yeah.
You would have put a little bit more effort in. You would have been a little bit more serious about it. And so I just think niggas is being piss poor with the shit that they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, another situation, I feel like you put your business out there for me to judge. Yeah. Cardi being Offset. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the situation, but the only thing with me in them is I don't like, what the fuck is it? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, y'all beefing, y'all, what is the point of telling the business? Like, y'all are mega stars. Like, that is so mind-boggling to me. Like, you've made it to a point where you have hella resources. That you don't even have to resort to social media for these problems. And it's like, are you using this, whatever it is, because they've had problems in the past about cheating and shit like that. Are you just trying to put him out as, or her out as the person on the little thing with the tomatoes and let everybody just say, oh, you're a bad person. I know this shit bad. I'm going to make it even worse type shit.
I think it's both. I think it's, I want to paint you as a bad person, but I also want to use this moment to get clout.
Yeah.
And not to say like people need clout, but people need that interaction. They need social media interaction in order to generate dollars, because that's the actual thing now. Engagement equals dollars and shit. So
yeah.
If I'm saying these outrageous things and I have 50,000 people tuning in to see what I'm talking about for 10 minutes, that's going to equal a couple thousand dollars into my bank account.
Right.
So I'll go in there and I'll talk shit about you, especially because you've done me dirty.
Yeah.
I will say, not that a person owes you loyalty or anything to what you've done to them. A person is allowed to share their story or whatever, but I feel like because of the magnitude of the dirt that was behind shit, it's like, I don't care enough for you. And they've said that to each other, like, basically, I'm trying to do you dirtier than what you did me.
Yeah. So what was the initial situation?
So now Offset was cheating. So and I think this is something like we have to look at. Somebody need to do like a master class on this shit or whatever.
The cheating?
No, situations like this.
Okay.
The nigga was cheating all throughout their relationships.
Yeah.
And like, was like, it was very known and shit. And it kept happening. She kept taking the nigga back or whatever. Kept getting pregnant by the nigga. And
yeah.
So, he was cheating and shit. You know, she finally got tired of the cheating, broke up with the nigga or ended shit. But I guess while she was pregnant, she was fucking some other dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty as fuck. I'm gonna say that. That is nasty. Some shit is not, like, there is no reason for you to jump on another dick.
While you got life inside you, yeah.
Yeah. That was selfish to me.
Some woman's going to listen to this, and then you're going to be like, who are you to judge a woman's body or what she should do with her body?
It's not even about me judging. It's as a person. First off, you have a kid in you.
Yeah.
And like, that should be the first thing. That's the main concern. You have a kid in you. Not saying you can't have sex when you have a kid in you because you have sex with your partner or whatever, but it's different. You have a kid in you, and you respect the space.
Yeah.
Like, you're not respecting that space. You're not caring enough about the kid within you. Anything could happen. Motherfuckers, shit, kids get poked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now your kid
now
got
you have a premature baby.
Face. Yeah, and so it's just certain that, to me, that was nasty, and that was disrespectful to the kid and disrespectful to your own body.
Yeah.
Not saying that you owe Offset any loyalty, but even at the same time, it's like you're not moving productively at all. You are moving out of anger and grief or whatever, and you not like, oh, let me find my next situation and my next husband, nothing.
I don't feel bad, though.
For who?
Cardi.
Why you don't feel bad?
I don't feel bad because, just like anything, it's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Offset has an addiction. It might be a sex addiction, though. You know what I mean? And if a person is a serial cheater, sometimes that is a quite frequent addiction, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't feel bad because sometimes you do lead into it and you know the lifestyle that they lived before, and it's hard to kick habits. And habits, sometimes you do relapse on that.
Mm-hmm.
And without knowing a person. Yeah, and that's why I say, like, when you have a vibe, and maybe that is a little harsh to say I don't feel bad, because in some way nobody should be cheated on, especially when you're sharing life with that person, especially having kids and bringing their kids in the world, because that's a joyous moment mm-hmm. in its own right. But it's, I don't feel bad because you keep doing it. When you allow somebody of that caliber to have others inside the marriage, that's where it gets dicey at.
Mm-hmm.
And then it lowers the sympathy I have for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel too bad for her either, as far as the cheating shit, 'cause I feel like you can walk away, and I get it. Like, y'all, you love them or whatever,
yeah.
But we know people before we even get attached to them. You know what kind of person this is. This person, he doesn't present himself as anything else than who he is. So it's not like the nigga promised you, and even if he did, you should be able to look a motherfucker in their face. You've been in the game long enough to know a motherfucker. Like, you know how people is. People promise you shit, and you know that it be false promises. So I don't feel sorry for her either, as far as that. I feel sorry for the kids, most of all.
Yeah.
Because now you have kids in this situation who – look at this whole, that's embarrassing as fuck. When I'm 15 years from now and I got to go on social media and somebody throw that shit up in my face, yeah, yo, that's why your mama was fucking some nigga while she was pregnant with
yeah.
you and this and that, or that's why this and that, and your daddy was supposedly fucking your auntie. Because, like, Offset said he fucked her sister. And it's
yeah.
like, Shit like that, that didn't do nothing for you. That didn't make you seem like a cooler nigga. You might have felt like you got your get back or you did something. But you a lame-ass nigga because you're grown as fuck, my nigga. And you trying to get a get back at something you started. You were already cheating.
Yeah.
And you mad because she – and I'm not saying you can't be upset because she cheated while she was pregnant with your kid. But, again, if you wasn't fucking everything else and if you wasn't still getting this woman pregnant, that situation wouldn't have occurred. You wouldn't have had to worry about her fucking somebody while she was pregnant with your kid.
Yeah.
I would say – because I saw somebody say something about celebrities being activists and stuff and just – speaking on political topics, and they was like, I just feel like celebrities don't need to be doing that. And I think we forget that some of these people have education. Some of these people have degrees. Some of these people are actually knowledgeable about some of the stuff that they are talking about. I'm not saying everybody needs to come up and be up there talking about political science or anything, but sometimes people are aware of shit. Like, even if I'm not necessarily into politics, I can be aware of certain things because of the business that I own, and I understand that because of this business, I've had to interact with these people, and I understand that this is how things work if I need to get things done.
Celebrities, do your job to stand next to these people who actually know their shit, that really went to school in, or didn't, but just know how to work the system for us.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I think some using a little bit of your celebrity privilege to influence things or at least push some things for our community would not be like the worst thing ever.
It's time and time again, and I don't want to sound ignorant when I say this statement. It's just like I don't want us to keep coming together when it's a tragic death.
Yeah.
I don't want us to keep coming together when something is popular, but popularizing our trauma.
Yeah.
And now we got, and it's a sense of community in a sense, but it's trendy community.
Yeah.
And I don't want necessarily white people just to put on a t-shirt without knowing the meaning. If you're going to fight, you're going to fight. And even with black people, you know, sometimes you just like to hop on the trend. If you're going to fight, you're going to fight. And that's what we need to do. You know, I think that is the lost art of our tradition. I feel like we're not banding together enough. But we're saying, like, we're screaming. We're saying, hey, we need someone. We need someone. But stop tuning into the people of, oh, well, why does this person has that opinion? They don't serve it. You know what I mean? Some people don't serve that purpose to speak for our community. They can send some money to aid the cause, but sometimes we
don't
need
to be a spokesperson.
Exactly. I do want to say this thing because I think that it's given, since we've been talking about the activism shit like that, I think that needs to be gatekeeped. Like, we need to stop saying that to people that don't deserve it, you know, because I be seeing some of this shit and I be like, this is a fucking quote I seen on a fucking teacher's wall or some shit like that. And they be like, my mother left me because I was being bad and I ran away. It don't make sense. Shit don't be making sense.
You know who glorified that? I feel like nobody was fucking saying like that until Willow Smith on a Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
Like, she used to be on that motherfucker, Jada be talking, she, and it used to, it make it sound powerful or just really interesting at what somebody's saying, and Jada was talking her shit on the Red Table Talk. I fucked with the Red Table Talk.
And we need to stop doing that with food.
Yeah.
Because everybody food ain't the fuck good. Because you, or y'all, I hate false send-offs. Because if y'all making that little pay, if y'all getting paid off by Taco Bell, KFC, Popeyes, all that shit, I want that shit to be good. Stop sending me off with y'all food recommendations just because y'all getting a little $100 to say, oh, this food is fucking good. Everybody food ain't the fuck good, man.
I hate bad food.
Yeah.
That pisses me off because I feel like I did not have to waste my fucking stomach room on this shit.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm full and I'm not satisfied, though.
This is what I hate a little bit, too. I hate that when I have to taste this for something, and then I have to get something else, but the something else I had to get wasn't good, and now I'm even more mad because I should have got what I was thinking I should have.
That shit do piss me.
Yeah.
Why I went to Lee's today and got
I seen it.
You seen it?
I seen the box.
I got a large fucking sweet tea. This motherfucker gave me about that much ice. Mm-hmm. And the sweet tea was hot, though.
Ew.
And so I was like, ew, what the fuck? And I'm trying to, like, you know, mix it around so the whole thing, the top of the fucking thing was cold. Everything else was warm.
Yeah.
I had to throw the shit out. I couldn't even fucking drink it.
Yeah, I'm just tired of people, like, I went to Raleigh's today. And I know, like, when you go to certain places, you just know, like, I'm just here, just, I know the food good, and I know that this might not be the most sanitary place, but yeah. I'm going to just get it. And I was just like, really, I was just like, fuck it. I don't know. It really was no real big thought piece to that, but it's just like, I was just like, fuck it.
You know what pisses me off about, like, fast food places now?
What?
That it seemed like after 8 o'clock, it's only two of them motherfuckers in there.
Yeah.
And it's like every fast food place, it don't matter where you go to, the fucking, at 8 o'clock, that fucking line is long. They shut them fucking doors. It's two people. Capitalism, bitch, you acting up. And you got me waiting for my food longer than what I need to. I don't like that.
I hate the attitudes. I hate that. Because I didn't choose your job.
Yeah.
The fuck is you getting mad because I ordered something? Motherfucker, go home, quit. You have the option. I didn't tell you to do that.
Irritated. Because I feel like, bitch, don't. You got to have customer service. So I get real irritated when you got an attitude, especially if I'm already being nice. And it's like, don't make me waste my fucking niceness.
I'm always saying, because you never know. I'm always saying, I appreciate you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, shit like that. Hopefully, because number one, I have an innate fear of somebody spitting in my food. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just don't want nobody to play with my food. So I'm always, even if you're being rude and nasty over that fucking intercom, I'm like, I need you. I'm very submissive in that nature. I need you not to spit in my burger. Yeah.
If I feel like you're going to spit, I'm going to drive off. I'm for real. If I feel like I've had to raise my voice or at least give you attitude within this interaction, I'm driving off.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even going to, I can't enjoy the food. I'm going to think, like, what did this motherfucker do? Did they drop my patty? Did they stump on it? Did they lick it? Did some shit happen? Like, shit like that bothers me. One time, I was at McDonald's. I pulled up. These niggas was already late. Like, they taking forever. They taking forever to take orders and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the fucking line for, like, 20 minutes. I get up to the window. As I get up to the window, the fucking cashier is telling the joke to the nigga up front. Mm-hmm. So he, like, huh, and you got to just do this and that while I'm sitting there trying to get my fucking shit so I can go on about my day.
Yeah.
That pissed me the fuck off because, nigga, shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck about y'all.
Give me your food.
Yeah, nigga, move. Start moving or whatever. And I look at him like, nigga, come on. Like, because what you doing? And I forgot what it was. He don't try to be joyful with me, bitch. You ruined it. It's over.
I can't be giddy.
No, at work. You can't. Because now I'm pissed off because it's like, it's almost like an in consideration for what I have going on, my time and shit. You sitting up here at this window. Once I pull around, nigga, do what you got to do. Swipe your card and keep on talking.
Right.
Or at least start. You can keep talking while you interacting with me. I don't give a fuck about none of that. But take my card and swipe my shit so I can go on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got me sitting here longer than what I need to be. And that be, I ain't gonna lie, that pisses me off.
I think it's a power trip. I think they be having power trips. It's not a power trip. No, not with you. I'm saying with them. I feel like it's a power trip with them sometimes.
I think it be them thinking they're diffusing it. Like, oh, if I'm being goofy right now, that'll make the person less mad. No, bitch. You being goofy lets me know that you're wasting my time. And this is the reason why I've been in line for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that is fucking true. That, I would give that.
It pissed me off, nigga. I said, give me my shit.
Yeah, I really hate. I don't like too many jokes.
Yeah.
Bitch. I didn't come in this fast food line for stand up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, give me, I want a fucking number five. I don't need you to be like, well, da 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 da, you wanna hear this joke? Nah, I'm not here for it.
At all.
I had a day. Give me my fucking burger, my $5 meal, and so I can go about my fucking day.
Bitch, give me an argument. Like, let me let off this steam. Give me an argument. Fuck is you saying at this point? If I got to sit in line for 20 minutes, give me an argument at the window.
You I mean, nasty, let me get some funky shit off bitch. That's like, funny as you. Fuck. My last thing. We have two things before we get out of here, mm-hmm. but my last thing. I was thinking about this. People that are spreading ashes are not eco-friendly. I feel like, especially when they be like, oh, they wanted their person in the water or something like that. I look at ashes like crystal light. If that person had diabetes, now you gave the fish diabetes. or would you gave not something nature hypertension? AIDS. Yeah, like you gave whale AIDS. So it's like,
can you spread ashes with this AIDS?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we have to figure out what the fuck are we doing when we're spreading ashes. I feel like when we're spreading ashes, it's littering and we're not doing a service for the fucking planet. That's how I feel, man.
I saw these niggas put somebody's fucking ashes on the back of a horse to let it run around. They talking about the cowboy wanted to ride with I said, that nigga's in the wind, blowing in the wind.
Blowing in the fucking wind. I ain't gonna lie. I know a lot of people that keep ashes. That is just some scary shit, bro. Because how, like, I get sweeping it up, but, like, if you knock over
you
that shit.
Vacuum that yeah, shit now, like, mixed in with your carpet shit. And now that I'm forever in your carpet.
It's no way to dispose. Like, you know how you can't dispose grease in the sink.
I don't want that shit in my house.
Yeah.
I don't. Get your ass.
Like, fuck is you trying to keep a genie or something?
And it's bound to break. It's bound to break. It's going to fucking break at some point.
Yeah.
It's going to topple over. Something is going to happen. And it's like, you got me on your fucking wall. I got to listen to you and your motherfucking husband argue.
Every day.
And he beating on you and the fucking kids and shit.
Like, I be thinking, like, even when they wear those, like, ashes keychains or whatever.
I like
the
those.
Fuck,
I would get one of those.
It's just like walking around with, like, a monkey arm. Like, that little monkey fist or some shit like that.
Monkey's
like,
paw.
Or, yeah. Like, a rabbit, some shit. Like, I feel like you're just walking around with a body part. Or a piece of skin. That's literally what I'm thinking about.
They got a whole femur in that motherfucker. You is low-key, but I feel like it's not. I've always wanted to taste it.
You always wanted to see what ash. I always wanted to smell it. I always wanted to see what ashes smell like.
It smelled burnt.
Like, what did you, what was the last?
That shit smelled like a barbecue.
And it's like, but I don't know. I think just in general, like, not saying, like, I would want to go ashes, though.
I don't, because I imagine, like, let's say, I feel like certain stuff when we die, what if we experience that for, like, a long time?
Yeah.
So what if you experience that fire for a long time?
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't want to experience that shit.
But I don't want my body. Like, my thing is just, like, are you keeping my remains, like, when you drop them off, am I only going to be in that spot, you know? Like, I would hate, you know how, like, people would be like, mm-hmm. I can't, my soul is bound to the earth because I had this unexplained shit going on. So I'm wondering, like, am I always going to be swimming or I'm always going to be in the fucking water, like, my spirit or some shit like that? Like, because I don't want to be in the fucking cemetery. I feel like the cemetery better than the fucking, than the ashes.
I seen this shit where they put the ashes into the water and it's like, he fucking drowned. Why would you?
That's what you wanted.
The sea already took him. Yes, he gonna get back to it.
That's funny as fuck. Yeah, we need to know. We need a proper dump zone. Like, if we can't dump oil, we can't dump ashes. That's what it is.
Ooh, what if there was designated places to dump? What if you just walk in one day and you, like,
get a
beach?
Face, get a face full of ashes, thinking it's sand. That's funny as like, fuck.
Some shit is crazy, bro. I was watching this video. I sent it to you earlier with the elephant. Did you watch that?
Oh, when they was collecting the shit?
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes. It was this video earlier. This woman, she collects elephant shit. And mm-hmm. she collects it. She feeds the elephant a special kind of fruit and a special kind of coffee bean. It makes the elephant shit the coffee bean back out, but in a certain kind of way. Uh-huh. And then you sell it for more money. Wow. And so that generates a lot of money for her. But she also uses the, so because it's such a weird and just like crazy thing, she films herself doing it. So she's like picking up the shit with her shirt like this and shit, like as it's falling out the elephant. And she's like either.
Let me tell you something though.
She pulling it out.
That is some of the most perfect shit I've ever seen, though.
It was. It was little.
It looked
and
like an egg.
She broke that shit apart and she put it on her face. I said, bitch, you nah. But they pan her. And so the guy was explaining the video to me. He was like, yeah, basically, like, she's just making more money. That's all she's doing is, like, doubling up now her funds and stuff because she was already doing this. She was already doing the weird thing.
Right.
She just said, I'm going to set up a camera and I'm going to do the weird thing. And he was like, sometimes you the weird thing that you're doing at your house or whatever that you do alone, set a camera up and like get money. Because I feel
I'm
like
not that confident.
Like it was confirmation. I feel like at that point, like I'm like, okay, I just set the camera up and I record myself jacking my dick.
Yeah, I mean, it might work, but it's just like I'm not that free yet. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not that free to just be like, fuck it. And that might be like,
I feel like that's what we need though. I feel like you know how you have not insecurities or anything, but like you just might be like have anxiety about certain shit.
Yeah.
And it's like once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah, it is true.
And it's like what? You can't take it back. A motherfucker can't like, I don't know, it's out there.
This is the most contradicting episode because we literally said earlier niggas should not be exposing doing the shit that they do to, you know what? We can rub some shit on our face. It ain't that bad. $1 million, I can rub some elephant shit on my face. They only eating grass. Yeah.
I don't want to rub shit on my face.
I don't want to rub shit. It's probably some health benefits, though. But people be drinking. It's shit coffee, though. It's a lot of shit coffee. It's a rat that does it. And I think it might be in Indonesia. Don't fucking quote me on it. But it might be in Indonesia. And it's they ferment it the same way you said and make coffee out of it. And Asians are wild. And I thought white people were wild. But Asian people do some extreme shit.
You know, I found out about them motherfuckers throughout the Vietnam War. Like, them motherfuckers were certified killers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And you think white people know how to kill some shit? Them motherfuckers is experts in that. They can do... The way you see them gut a fish, they can do that to a human.
Literally. You see all them Asian people doing mukbangs. Imagine how they be ripping apart them fucking... Like, you know how they be washing the thing? That is how that... The motherfuckers be. They are very like.
They pull you into them little tunnels and they got you, motherfucker.
Yeah. You ever seen one of those traps, though? Mm-hmm. Like the bamboo traps? That shit is scary. I'm so glad. Like, God knew.
Yeah.
I was a bitch. Because no way you thought I was going to war.
And I feel like it's okay to be a bitch in certain situations. I'm going to be a bitch about going to war. This ain't my war. Literally. This ain't shit I'm fighting for. I don't give a fuck about that oil. I don't give a fuck about that.
Literally, why am I fighting? I don't even know them. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck that Camaro.
Literally, fuck that Camaro in that nice house. But before we get out of here, because it's about that time. But we good, brother. But because we only got 3 minutes left anyway. Things are going to change around in the office. It's not the end of the show.
We're not getting divorced.
We're not getting divorced. And it's been 3 years we've been doing it. So we've locked in 3 years. We're going to the fourth year. It's time for a new change. It's time for another new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully y'all like it. Y'all love it. Y'all are in the comments. I think that, I think y'all should. Just enjoy the show. I don't have much.
We could be doing a little bit of rebranding, nothing too crazy or anything. But like, hopefully next time that y'all see us, we go have like a different little setup for you guys and just a different structure for the episode. If you got ideas, if you got any anything that you want to add or anything you feel like we should keep like within the show that works well for us, make sure you leave it in our comments or you just. Say something to us. DM us. Like, we always accept DMs, especially with people who, like, interested in the show or just want to give out their critiques. DM us.
And email us if you want to not DM us or, you know, I know emailing might be out of – I don't know if people still email.
And we can also set up an anonymous thing where you could just click a link and ask anonymous shit. That way, if you don't want anybody knowing or if you don't want to be known – or whatever, because that we'll also be doing that as well, and anonymous questions and stuff. So
if you got any wild shit you want to just say, confessions or anything you would like, I'm gonna put the description below, and in the description I'll put the email and stuff like that for y'all.
Also, Halloween is coming up. We like to get a little crazy for the Halloween episode. So send us some suggestions on what we should be for Halloween this year. And we go see if we can make it happen.
I'm with that. And for the last time, for the old times, it's about that time where we give you a positive message for the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week? You don't got no fucking positive message in the week.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I do. I feel like like I said, even with my little gospel wave that I've been on, that I've been listening to the gospel music, and I feel like it has. I feel like for to an extent, it's like it's revealed some things to me. I feel like listening to the gospel made me be like, nigga, this, it feels good. It feels purposeful or whatever. And it kind of made me realize in a way, like, not like I'm not living in purpose or walking in purpose, but I feel like I am lacking something, where it's like, where is that thing that you get up and you smile for every day? Not saying it's, you know, the pod is great, my job is great, my girl is great, but it's like, what is it great. That you
what is that you yeah, go ahead.
What is it that you get up and you drive for? You like, what are you working for? And like, I think right now I'm trying to find that. And I would just encourage other people, like, maybe you not need the gospel to do that, but maybe this is just
something for you.
Yeah, your step, or this is your sign to like find what it is that you need for yourself.
That's nice. That's nice, man. My positive message to get through the week. Sometimes we gotta look at the monster we create when we look in the mirror. And I think a lot of the times that we scare the people that we love because of the monster that we make, the Frankenstein that we make. And sometimes we need to honestly just take a step back and look at who we are and what has changed for the either the greater or for the worse. So yeah, that's my positive message to get through the week. With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See ya next week.